Welcome to the GP Chamber Chats with the Grosse Pointe Chamber of Commerce. I am your host, Rachelle Wright, and Director of Social Media with the GPCC. On today's episode, we had the privilege of speaking with Carolyn Graham, owner of Tudor Doctor here in the Pointe and catering to much of the east side of Metro Detroit. Tudor Doctor provides one-on-one customized tutoring services to students of all ages, levels, and subjects. Today we talked about what that tailored service looks like, some signs your student might need tutoring, and more. Let's dive in and learn more. Hello, Carolyn. Thank you for joining us today here on the GP Chamber Chat. We're very excited to chat. So tell us about yourself and Tudor Doctor and what it is all about.
Thanks, Raquel. It's my pleasure to be here. I'm thrilled to be able to talk about Tudor Doctor and the excellent product that we offer. In terms of myself, I am a retired elementary school principal and a former high school teacher and elementary teachers. I've been involved in education basically my entire life, have a passion for education and changing student trajectories and outcomes. So when I retired from education, I knew that I wanted to own my own business and still continue to serve students and families. So Tudor Doctor was an amazing fit. It still allowed me to service communities, work with families, have those very important relationships and change student outcomes, but just in a different format. So it's been wonderful for me and a good transition from what I was doing.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what makes Tudor Doctor stand out a little different than either just finding someone and hoping, cross your fingers, they can tutor, or just having like your teacher tutor or something like that? What makes Tudor Doctor a little different in their approach?
Yeah, I'm so thrilled that you asked me that. So Tudor Doctor is really the number one global tutoring service in the world. We've been in business for almost 20 years. We're all throughout the US, Canada, UK, New Zealand, Australia, but we're locally owned and operated. So we do have a local head office, but we all independently own our own businesses, which is wonderful. So we've got a huge backing behind us. And what sets Tudor Doctor apart is the fact that we offer one-on-one tutoring services. We don't have a learning center where kids are coming. They're not doing rote materials. It's one-on-one working with students to meet their needs with their current curriculum. So we're following the curriculum that they're involved in. We often connect with the school to find out those needs and strengths and areas of growth for students and work in partnership with schools and families. But it's that one-on-one that really sets us apart and makes us unique as a business. Our tutors are highly vetted. They all have college level education or above. And we have a lot of teachers, former teachers, doctors, lawyers, accountants, people from all walks of life who are highly educated, who are working with us and tutoring. It's not just maybe your neighbor down the street who's doing some odd tutoring. These are really highly vetted professionals who are working with our students one-on-one. So we really create an environment where students are getting that individual attention that they need, because certainly when we think back on the last couple of years with the pandemic and schools open and closed, there are a lot of learning gaps for kids. And we hear from a lot of families where kids are really missing some key components. And so that one-on-one attention is so important, because our teachers and schools are so busy. They've got large classrooms. It's hard to give that individual attention to one specific student all of the time. So we fill in that need and make sure kids are getting the attention that they need.
That's amazing. So you spoke on a little bit, right? It's one-on-one attention based on what their subjects and what they're working on. But is there any limits around, or like what type of subjects that students can get help in, or is the sky the limit a little bit?
Yeah. So with us, we really tutor all kinds of students and all ages. We have students that are pre-K that maybe haven't been to school yet for a variety of reasons. And then we have students who are doing test prep, ACT and SAT prep, AP testing. We have adults that are going back to get their GEDs. We have seniors who are looking to negotiate computer skills or even a cell phone. So we do all kinds of tutoring for whatever those specific needs are for our clients. And one of the other things that sets us apart is that when a client comes to us and they have a need, we do a very in-depth consultation. So I meet with those clients, whether they're adults or kids, with maybe a student and their family, or if it's an adult one-on-one, and do a 45-minute to 60-minute consultation with them. It's a no-obligation free consultation where we really get in-depth about what the needs are. So are there any learning issues? Are there any fears about school? Are there anxiety? What are the strengths? What are the needs? So we get a really good idea of what's going on with our clients. And then we make a proposal of what we would suggest in terms of tutoring and how many hours we would recommend and the pace of those hours. So getting back to your original question, we tutor really a variety of students. And sometimes I try to see a pattern, but I would say there really isn't a pattern. A little bit more right now around math and language because of those gaps with COVID with our young people. But we get requests for all subjects and all areas because of those needs.
Yeah. Okay, great. And I know you just said this, right? There's not always like a pattern. And obviously not all of us are built different. We all learn different. We all digest our information differently. But for some of those students that you're mentioning that are, you're seeing some patterns of students that miss school or going through all kinds of different learning difficulties because of the pandemic, right? Too. What are some things that maybe a parent could look out for, whether it be now or in the future, if they have a school age child, that would signify to them, hey, we might need to look into some tutoring?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. For kids that say have been affected by COVID, which we can certainly address right now with the school closures, open and close, online, not online, that caused a lot of anxiety for students. Also for teachers who maybe weren't doing a lot of tech before and had to really get up to speed with that. And the same for kids, although I would say our kids are pretty tech savvy, but it caused a lot of anxiety. So if you're seeing anxiety in your child, you're seeing a refusal to want to go to school, not engaged, maybe angry, starting to fall behind, you're noticing that maybe, hey, they used to be like a B student in mathematics or language, and now they seem to be not passing or getting Ds. Those are really good signals that something's going on and maybe there's some gaps that need to be closed. And we have noticed again, like since the closures, that there have been huge gaps with kids, and kids have a lot of anxiety now about school and that fear of whether it's going to be closed again, or even making those connections with not being in a regular place at a regular time. So those are some good indications. Also, perhaps you have a student who's recently been diagnosed with a learning disability or OCD or ODD, and things that, or maybe they're struggling with their organizational skills. We can help with all of those things. So maybe if a student's really having a hard time knowing where to begin an assignment, or mm-hmm. what is the assignment telling me, and the parents are really wondering what's going on, those are great signals that tutoring certainly would be beneficial. And tutoring is something that can benefit anybody. And sometimes it can be for a short burst of time where you're looking to maybe pass a specific course, or maybe you're looking at tutoring all year and into the summer just to get that leg up and to have a good stance for finishing off the year or going into the year ahead.
Mm-hmm. Some of that peace of mind, accountability a little bit, right? Knowing someone in your corner to help you when you hit those road gaps.
Absolutely. And one of the other things too that we do at Tutor Doctor is that communication piece and that relationship with families is really important to us. We want to build that rapport. We want families to trust us. They're trusting us with their precious cargo, and we want to make sure that they know that we're in their corner and value them. After each session, parents receive a session report, and it tells parents exactly what the tutor worked on and next steps and goals. And so we stay in communication that way so that parents are always in the loop as to what's happening with the tutor. And if something ever arose, we want to be there to problem solve and work together. But that communication piece is just so vital and key to what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So you touched on a little bit, but you are servicing the Grosse Pointe and St. Clair Shores area, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And Harper Woods, St. Clair, Detroit, Dearborn Heights.
So you've got a lock on this east side a little bit. Mm-hmm. So what is it, how has it been since you've opened Tudor Doctor and you've had this, like, how has it been interacting with the community, being a part of this east side community? What have you enjoyed, especially as a small business owner now with this, how has that been?
Yeah, that's a great question. At first, so there used to be a Tudor Doctor, a franchise owner actually in our area, and he was here for quite a long time. And then he retired and moved north. And so I'm really moving into that territory, but there was a little bit of a gap where he had left and then I came in. Mm-hmm. So it's reestablishing those relationships. And it's been wonderful, though. I've had a lot of tutors who used to work for that specific owner come back and start working for me because they really value that relationship and the Tudor Doctor brand. Mm-hmm. And hearing from lots of former clients who used to use those services as well. The community has been really great, and I've been making sure that I'm supporting. The community support is huge for me. I love those relationships and value those relationships. And of course, I'm a chamber member and love being part of that. I'm also part of the Business Networking International group. So I meet on Mac Avenue on Tuesday mornings at 7 a.m. And I've just become a recent member of the Rotary Club, the local Rotary Club's way of servicing the community. And then, of course, being involved in women in business. So trying to really make sure that I'm giving back to the community and being part of that, and that people know who I am and that I'm a legit person and that I care about what goes on in our community. It's something, again, that I value. One of the other things that is important to me is creating relationships with local schools or partnerships with anything to do with youth. So I'm always willing to sponsor, say, a teacher appreciation day or maybe a junior golf league, something that they're doing, and help with sponsoring some of those things that are going on in our community. So that's something else that I value.
Awesome. So if people are, if there's a parent or not even a parent, if it's just you, you service all kinds of stuff, doesn't just have to be your traditional K-12 school stuff. If someone is ready to sign up, book that consultation with you, what would be some of those next steps they need to take?
Mm-hmm. So they can find us. Certainly our website is online, Tudor Doctor Grosse Pointe, St. Clair Shores. We're on Instagram, on Facebook. My email is cgraham@tutordoctor.com. 313-719-7710 is my phone number. I am more than happy to speak to anybody at any time. And for the month of March, I'm offering 2 free bonus tutoring hours for anybody who signs up for the month of March with one of our tutoring programs, so tutoring packages, I should say, a number of hours. And 2 free hours for that. And we are also looking to get great tutors. If somebody's looking to come on board, I'd like to speak with them too.
That's great. Thank you so much, Caroline. We appreciate you chatting with us today.
You are so welcome. A pleasure to be here.
Thanks again for joining us for another GP Chamber Chat. We hope this episode offered you an inside look into one of the incredible Grosse Pointe businesses helping shape our community, and that you reach out to them soon. To learn more about all the businesses inside the chamber, how to join, or other upcoming events and activities within the Grosse Pointe communities, visit www.grossepointechamber.com.